I want you to find a comfortable place. Have a sit down or a lay back. Then a little shuffle around. Just allow yourself to begin to relax. And you can do that by simply taking in a few nice, long, slow, deep breaths. Allowing your eyes to comfortably close down and really breathing that air into your lungs and allowing yourself to exhale any negativity, any stress, any tension. It's time for you to listen to my words. To listen to some suggestions, and for these suggestions to be effective, for these suggestions to help you, it requires you to relax, to allow your brain to sit back, to observe, to absorb. To simply let go of trying to think, of trying to understand, and just allowing your unconscious mind to absorb. Just like when laying down in a bath, or standing still underneath a shower, doing nothing more than absorbing the warmth. The pleasure, the comfort, and allowing the relaxation to flow through you, to absorb into you, allowing your entire body to relax, allowing your mind to slow down, becoming aware of any sensations of the surface beneath you now. Feel yourself resting there, comfortable, calm, relaxed. And whether you pay attention or not to your breathing, you'll continue breathing. Because your subconscious mind looks after you. It's aware at all times. It understands everything you need to get the outcomes you want, immediately, or just a little more each day, but always at a speed that's right for you. And this relaxation, it's not the same as sleep. For some people, this is a process of guided relaxation. For others, it just happens. A bit like daydreaming. Happening a little more with each moment. As you allow yourself to feel more and more comfortable. More and more calm. More and more relaxed. And you'll still be aware. Hearing everything I say, and yet there will be changes on a deeper level, because there's no effort to remember consciously. As you find yourself comfortable, absorbing my suggestions, and whether you listen or not, as your mind drifts or not, as you make yourself even more comfortable now, however much you feel like deeply relaxing or something even more comfortable, it's not as important as the results that you start to notice as you continue. You've chosen to listen to me, to hear my words, to absorb my suggestions. as you allow that breathing to continue. Breathing in relaxation. Breathing out any stress. Beginning a deeper connection to your own inner calmness, positivity. Just noticing that breathing. And as you let your attention relax, you can become more and more absorbed in the details of your sensations. Sensations that range from fascinating and absorbing differences in awareness to deeper relaxation. And you don't have to make an effort to think or stop, as thoughts just happen by themselves. And right here, so does relaxation. As you experience your perceptions and your feelings, and allow yourself to enjoy whatever changes that happen, as you continue to relax, your subconscious will take you just as far into relaxation as is right for you now. And every time can be different. And you can use this time to increase your own confidence at every single level within your entire being. And as you focus your attention on that relaxation now, my voice, my words, and these suggestions will remain with you. And you don't need to listen to me consciously. Your inner mind will absorb all you need to hear as you allow yourself to notice wherever you feel the most comfort within your entire body right now. Where do you feel the most comfort? And wherever that comfort resides, I want you to imagine that comfort spreading. Spreading out from that one location. Spreading through your entire body, reaching the top of your head and all the way down to the soles of your feet, from shoulders down to fingertips, your entire body. And whatever happens around you, externally, you're always free and always able to find and return to your own inner peace. To return to this relaxation, and any old, unproductive, unconfident, unempowering patterns of thoughts and behaviors, they once served you, they once did things for you, but right now your mind is discovering that there are many other ways to get all of the positive things that those old patterns used to achieve for you. But now, without you having to do the old patterns in the future. And I'd like the creative part of your mind right now to begin to generate new ways, more ways to achieve all of those positive things. Without having to do the old patterns. And you may or may not know consciously what they are right now. But deep down, you know they're possible. So allow your subconscious mind to integrate these new choices, these new thoughts, these new patterns. Integrate them into your thinking and your behavior. At a rate and a speed that's acceptable to you from now on. And just imagine how much better your entire life will be as you become your more confident self in the future, every day. your old emotional signals, they have a function too. Emotional signals are part of your intelligence. They send you messages as you understand them better and better. You can recalibrate them. You can allow yourself to experience even more calmness, confidence, and contentment. As you learn from the wisdom behind your own feelings. Because right now, we're instructing your subconscious mind. A bit like an app on a phone, instructing that deep down part of your mind to begin to update the old out of date operating software for thoughts and behaviors. Searching now, searching for anything that might be stopping you, blocking you, holding you back from achieving whatever it is you want to achieve. Now overcoming those unhelpful negative emotional stories. The stories that you tell yourself. The stories that are being carried, held within your mind. The stories that are no longer of any use to you. In fact, anything that may be spoiling your existing life. And right now, with your permission, your inner creative mind will gently begin to file away and erase these useless, non-productive thoughts, now removing them and releasing them so they no longer cause any negative, unhelpful, destructive ideas. Your subconscious is amazingly powerful and can be helpful right now. For if there are any slight changes you would like to make in your entire lifestyle, at work, at home, professionally, personally, perhaps while out socializing, even any slight habit change in any daily routine, at this moment, you and your powerful subconscious mind are working together to reach targets, to achieve goals every minute of every hour of every day. Right now, I want you to travel backwards in your mind. As you relax there, I want you to gently allow your mind to begin to travel to the most recent time that you experienced the biggest challenge that you're facing right now. I want you to allow your mind to go back to the most recent time that you experienced the biggest challenge you're facing right now. Whatever that biggest challenge is, whatever it is that's the biggest challenge you're facing right now, whether thoughts or feelings or behaviors, allow your mind to travel back to the very latest time, to the most recent time that you experienced that biggest challenge. And I want you to remember where you are. Remember what you're doing. Remember who else is with you, if anyone else is there. I'd like you to remember if anything is being said or done by you or anyone else to cause this reaction within your body, cause these feelings that go alongside this challenge. And I want you to begin to feel yourself actually back there, experiencing the problems that we've already discussed. and I want you to allow the feelings behind this challenge to begin to intensify, but only to the right level where you can bear them right now. And as you allow those feelings to intensify, I want you to see what you can see. Hear what's going on around you. All the sounds, all the sights, and notice the sensations within your body. As you experience the sights and the sounds, feel the sensations within your body, and hold on to those sensations for just a few moments, because we're going to use these feelings to travel further backwards. We're going to use these feelings to go back over a bridge of time, to perhaps the very first time that you experienced these feelings within your body. And as you go over this bridge of time, I'm going to count backwards from 10 down to 0. And when I reach 0, you'll be right back there at that original event that caused you to feel this way. But safe in the knowledge that I'm here to help. That I'm right here with you at this time. So let's travel back over that bridge of time, starting with 10. Traveling back over the bridge of time now. Going gently back to 9, going backwards over the bridge of time to 8, still feeling those anxious thoughts, the feelings, the sensations, but part of you is eager to discover exactly where they came from. Back to 7. You're beginning to enter a fog now as you travel further backwards over the bridge of time. That fog will become more and more dense. 6. That fog is getting thicker now, and thicker. 5. You can now see nothing except this fog. 4. Still traveling further and further back over this bridge of time, totally surrounded by this thick fog. 3. Noticing now how the fog is beginning to slowly clear, beginning to disperse. 2. The fog is beginning to disappear now. As you begin to step partially out of the fog, things become a little clearer to you. 1. Almost over the bridge of time. And 0. Back there at the original event in your life. 0. Back at the original event in your life. In a moment, I'm going to count 1, 2, and 3. And when I reach the count of 3, you'll notice that everything in this original event seems to become much clearer, much more vivid. You can clearly see the original event that's still causing you a little problem. 1, 2, 3, right back there at that original event, and just notice where you are. I want you to see or sense what's happening to you, over you, around you, or even about you, in order to cause you to feel these sensations and to feel this way. Notice whatever it is that's going on that causes these feelings and this reaction within your mind and body. The reaction in feelings and thoughts and behaviors, and remember this feeling. And notice now if anyone else is there. Right back at this event now. You're doing really well. Okay, now that this event has been brought back up into conscious awareness. It's been moved from its deep down subconscious location, and it's been brought back up into conscious awareness. And because it has been brought back into conscious awareness, It's now losing its emotional hold over you. It's now diffusing and reducing and detaching from your old negative emotions. Because now, and in the future, it no longer has to bother you or cause you to feel the stress, the nerves, the anxiety. When you're enjoying spending time doing what you want to do, the nerves, the stress, the anxiety doesn't need to breach into your time now because you're allowing yourself to feel free. And you can now notice how wonderful this begins to make you feel as you let go of that past attachment. I want you to now use your imagination, that powerful imagination, to project that old fearful moment full of emotional negative energy. I want you to project that old fearful emotional negative memory, project it onto a big screen in front of you now. And begin to watch it like a movie as it plays on a screen in front of you. And as you watch that movie, notice how that screen begins to move further and further away from you. As the image on that screen, the movie on that screen, continues to play, it gets further and further away, and as it goes further away, it becomes faded, blurry, hazy. It gets smaller and smaller, less and less clear, until eventually it moves so far away it becomes just a dot on the horizon, and it continues to travel further and further away from you. Because now you realize that perhaps there's a better way of reacting to things nowadays, a better way of thinking about things nowadays. So now it's time to create some new alternative ways to react to thoughts and feelings. New alternative reactions that will benefit you as the wonderful, unique human being that you are. I'm going to be quiet for a few moments now as you remind yourself of some of the new alternatives you can create to replace that old emotional frustrated behavior, that old emotional anxious and stressed behavior. Remind yourself of some new ways for you to think or feel or act or behave. Whenever you feel that old, unempowering challenge creeping back up on you, on any level, I want you to now allow yourself to create two or even three different ways that you could think, feel, act, or behave to replace that old, unempowering, automatic behavior of the past. I'll give you a few moments right now to allow your mind to create some new ways to confidently, assertively, and yet calmly react to any old situations that used to stress you. Take your time. I'll give you a few moments to think of two or three different ways. Different ways to think or feel or act or behave when faced with this old challenge. Take your time. That's good. Now I'd like you to thank your subconscious mind for helping you in this way. And right now I would like you to select the new alternative behavior. The one that springs to mind, the one that's the most attractive to you, the one that's the easiest for you to carry out whenever faced with this old situation. Select your favorite new alternative behavior right now, the alternative reaction that calls out to you. And once you've chosen that particular alternative reaction, I want you to allow your mind to project to a future date now, not so far away. A few days, a few weeks, maybe a month or two, but a time when you might be faced with an original situation that used to cause you a problem. Project your mind to that future date now. At this time, I want you to see yourself responding with your new alternative reaction. And I want you to watch the movie playing in your mind. When you can see this movie of you at a future date, I want you to float into that movie, become part of that movie, and feel yourself actually there in that future date, in that situation. But this time, experiencing calmness, happiness, with this courage, this pride, this strong sense of confidence and achievement now. Because you have a new, healthier, and more acceptable reaction. An empowering reaction. And as you do this, I'd like you to take a few long, slow, deep breaths. And enjoy this empowering experience. Noticing how your body can feel relaxed. Yet your mind can be fully focused, alert, and assertive, and confident. And notice how this feels. Notice how good it feels to react in a different way. And if it doesn't feel absolutely right to you, then you can now select one of your other alternative reactions and run through that movie again, using your new reaction. But if it does feel good, then I'd like you to use this new pattern of response, this new reaction, whenever you experience any of the old situations that caused a challenge, whenever you re-experience those old situations that used to cause you a challenge, you automatically use this new pattern of response and reaction. And the more you choose your new reaction and your new ways of thinking and feeling and behaving, the stronger this positive reaction will become. Because you'll remember that whatever happens around you, you're always free to find your own inner peace. And those old, unempowering patterns of thoughts and feelings and behaviors, they once protected you, but they don't need to anymore. Because you now have a new empowering reaction. So right now your creative mind can reinforce all the new ways to think, feel and act in order to achieve the positive things without ever having to revert back to those old unempowering patterns. Allow your creative mind now to begin to integrate these new choices, these new decisions into your thoughts and feelings and behaviors. At a speed that's right for you. And now imagine and begin to feel just how much better life can be right now, with your more confident and motivated self in the future. From this moment forward, these are the new life-changing steps that you embrace willingly and happily. To find extra contentment in every area of life, you now take the time and the effort to examine yourself daily, looking deep inside and releasing the negativity of the past. Just releasing it. Allowing it to fade away, breathing out that negativity every time you exhale. Facing the truth about yourself and your actions and taking responsibility for filling your own mind with positive thoughts and allowing that positivity to radiate outwards from you. You are now back in control. You're now back in control and getting ready now to really notice the difference of coming back up and out, back into fully awakened consciousness, fully alert on the count of five. In 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Eyes open. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Eyes open, wide awake. Take a nice deep breath. Have a stretch if you want. And welcome back.